Blog Talk Radio. Peace and blessings. Good evening, all. This is Vonnie, your sexual wellness coach, along with.
And this is Z, your sex enthusiast.
Yay.
And welcome. Welcome, welcome, each and every one of you to Let's Talk Love, Sex and Nutrition. Hey, Vonnie.
Hey, Z. I'm just so, you know, I just look forward to these Fridays. I just love everything about, you know, what we're doing and the content. And I love introducing you, you know, the sexual wellness coach. And you are the sexual enthusiast, just, you know. I get so excited.
Yeah.
So welcome, welcome, beloved. So we have another episode tonight of Let's Talk Love, Sex, and Nutrition. But we decided that we're going to switch it up. We're going into our third month. Is that right, Z? We're going into our third month being on the air.
Yes. So exciting. Oh, this is awesome.
It is.
And you know what? It just gets better and better because, you know, things just come up, ideas come up. What people are talking about, you know, I get into conversations and I'm like, they people are saying, oh, this is what I want to talk about. This is what I want to hear. Let's talk about this. So, you know, I'm always so grateful that the family reaches out and lets us know what they want to hear more about as well. So thank you for your participation and support.
Yes, thank you. And then they're just so receptive to the things that we're sharing, the content, the guests that we bring on the show. And it's a beautiful experience. And tonight, we're doing something a little different, right? So both Z and I are just, we're music enthusiasts. Isn't that, don't you think that's a thing? Yes. And I know the last couple of weeks we've been talking about some pretty heavy topics. So we decided to lighten it up a little bit this evening, where we're going to be getting into some music. So it's going to be less talk. We're still going to be talking. We have a male guest this evening. We always love. We love all our guests. But when we get that masculine energy in, it's just so yummy and delicious.
That's what's up.
Yes.
Listen, I am so excited, Vonnie. I just have to say, you know, I've been putting it out there, come on, we need a man, you know, we got to have a balance in here, you know, we got to have some vibe, some male vibes coming in here, so we are so blessed and grateful to have a man with us to share the evening, nothing like sharing the evening with a brother on a Friday night, if you're a sister. We are so grateful to have our Reverend Harvey Bailey, and we're going to introduce him in just a few minutes after we do our disclaimer. You want to go into that, Bonnie?
Yeah, I will go into our disclaimer. So here on Let's Talk Love, Sex, and Nutrition, like I said, you have Bonnie, your sexual wellness coach, and Z, your sexual enthusiast. So with those titles, we are not actual doctors or physicians. So the content and think about, we do talk about things that have to deal with nutrition and some explicit content and things like that. So and some of the things that we do talk about, even though it's good content, is not maybe appropriate for our younger audience. And also some of the recommendations that we may talk about on the show, if you are taking any type of medications or under any kind of doctor's care, we're talking about swinging from a chandelier, we would suggest that you first talk with your doctor before doing those type of activities. Would you agree, Z?
Absolutely. We want you to make sure that you are physically, mentally, and emotionally ready to experiment or experience anything
yes.
we may offer here as, you know, something to experiment with. So,
So, without further ado, like we said, we're going to be playing some the music, setting the mood tonight. You know, again, we've been kind of heavy these last couple weeks, so we're just going to get nice and light and fluffy and sensual with it tonight with our conversation and our tune. So without further ado, we're going to go ahead and get into our music. Well, before we see, did you have anything that you wanted to say before
we
start?
Well, I just wanted to make sure that everybody is comfortable, relaxed. If you got your wine and you got your boo, or you got your wine and it's just you, it's all good.
It's
if you're
all
not a
good.
Wine drinker, you know, you just have a nice cup of water or something, just relax, sit back. You're going to hear some good, delicious music to get you in the mood. And this is not just about getting in the mood to be with someone if you're not with someone. This is about getting in the mood just to be with you, because you're the most important person right here, right now. Okay, and we're going to introduce our guest speaker who is going to be joining us. So we want you to know we do have Harvey Bailey is going to come and talk to us a little bit about some tantra tonight. So after we play some music, we'll be introducing our guest, Reverend Harvey Bailey. All right, Vonnie, let's put some music on.
All right. Keeping it wet and juicy. Let's talk love, sex, and nutrition.
Your hands on my hips, pull me right back to you. I catch that breath, give it right back to you. You're in so deep, I'm breathing for you. You grab my brain, touch my back, high for you. You're diesel in
day. I wanna freak you, baby, in every freaking way. Every freaking day, every freaking night. I wanna freak you, girl, your body's so freaking tight. Every freaking night and every freaking day. I wanna freak you, baby, in every freaking way. Every freaking day, every freaking night. I wanna freak you, girl, your body's so freaking tight.
I'm just saying. Talk about freaking you. Now, you know what? That just takes me back. I love it. Ooh, I hope that you all that are here with us tonight are just enjoying the experience, loving the music, and loving the vibe. Bringing it all back together in a spirit of one love. I think we may have lost our connection. Are we okay? Bonnie, are you here?
Yes, I am. I'm back on.
Okay. I was just in the bed talking about freaking you, baby, freaking you. I said it's just taking me back to the day. I don't know about you, but I remember them days when it was something, a little something going on in the living room, in the bedroom. that's so beautiful. It's nothing like mood music. I love music to set the mood, get the mood, keep it going. And, you know, it's just something about the vibe of music. And I just say kudos to the artists that we've been hearing tonight and all those that make it so beautiful for us to get our mood on, our freak on, our love.
And that song, The Crown Royal, Jill Scott, that is my song right there. And I love metaphor. Like, that is an art right there. And on mainstream music, you're not hearing that. It's like metaphor, the art of metaphor is disappearing. We want to get down to it, but, you know, we want to be enticed, you know, teased a little bit with words and you know, and those type of words and the way that, you know, artists like Jill Scott and the people that write these songs, they just have an art of just making it all come together and just sounding oh so just juicy. So Crown Royal on Ice is one of my
And, you know, ain't nothing like some Jill Scott because she can make it sound so fine and sexy, and she be talking about that man. And talk about man. We're going to talk about the man we have with us tonight because I'm telling you, this is the this is not the first time. Thank you, God, for reminding me. This is not our first male caller. But, you know, I just want to, first of all, I just want to give thanks for Reverend Harvey L. Bailey being with us tonight. You know, Harvey is a good friend of both of ours. And, you know, one thing I can say about Harvey is that he is just an open-minded brother. And he brings it from all aspects. You know, he's a spiritual teacher. He's a coach. He's a mentor. He's a healer. You know, he has just got it going on in so many areas. And I'll do the, you know, formal things, but I just want to say that he just brings a wonderful vibe, a beautiful soul, and it just makes a beautiful connection. So I'm so thankful that he is here with us. And Reverend Harvey, are you here? Can you say hello to us?
Hello, ladies. I am here. And I just want to say y'all were making it hot. I had to grab a towel because it started to get hot up in here. I was sweating.
Yeah, and then you come in with that voice. I'm like, yeah, that's what's up. When you have a song like Freaking You, you got to come in with something like a Harvey L. Bailey with that voice. Well, thank you so much.
Well, thank you, ladies. Thank you.
Thank you for being here. So just a quick introduction for those who do not know you. Reverend Harvey L. Bailey is an energy healer, and I know Harvey will give us a little bit more about that, because as you're talking about Tantra, we know that's all about energy, and it's all about healing, and it's all about connecting. Reverend Harvey is also a Reiki master and a chakra instructor, and we talked a little bit about chakras and about a couple shows ago, so, you know, we know those are the energy centers in our body. So, Harvey, we know you do magnificent work in helping others. You work with couples. I know you and Reverend Arlene have a relationship show right here on Blog Talk Radio on Thursday, second Thursday of the month. We had a magnificent show last night talking about relationships. So tonight you are going to be our coach and teacher and our master Tantra instructor tonight. And so we just invite you to talk a little bit about the beautiful, and I call it the art of Tantra, because we know it truly is an art, this wonderful thing called Tantra. So if you, I know people say, some people say Tantra, some people say Tantra, it's all the same thing. So I'm going to turn it over to you, Reverend Harvey. Did you want us to call you Reverend?
You can just call me Harvey. That's fine.
Okay, just call you Harvey.
Well, just
Harvey,
call me Harvey.
You to share a little bit about what Tantra is and how we can use it practically in our lives.
Okay. Well, Tantra is everything. It really is. And I want to just say, what Vonnie was saying about the way music used to be, about using metaphors, that's Tantra. You see, Tantra is not just about sex. It's about creating the energy. One of the reasons why people in the West have adopted the sexual aspects of Tantra is because it's about making love to your partner's mind before you make love to their body and continuing it while you're making love to their body. And so the way to make love to your partner's mind is to send out the right energy. And when you say things, I don't mean just go direct with it. Girl, I want to bang you up against the wall. I mean, say, you know, I can't wait to lick that ice cream. You know how I love some, you know, butter pecan. You know, and I'm about to put some whipped cream. And you know what you're talking about, right? But see, that's a lot more sexy. And it generates the energy. The energy starts to rise up in the person that you're talking to when you're saying that. It's not the same kind of energy that rises up when you say, I just want to bend you over and bang you. That's a whole different kind of energy. So what is Tantra? Tantra is everything, but the word itself is a Sanskrit word. It's Hindu. And so if we give it the rough translation, as best it can be translated into English, what it means is an instrument for expanding consciousness. You see, the ancient Vedas in India did not use Tantra for sex. Sex was just the benefit of it. They got better at sex, and they learned that sex wasn't about procreation. Sex is about creating, period. Did you know that when a man and a woman are engaged in coitus, that if they are focused and holding the same vision, their energy reaches out to pull that vision, that thing, that much closer to them? Think about that. Think about that. When couples have such a problem staying together in today's world, if they understood that usually the one thing that they can do well is have sex, if they were focused on the same end game, the same result, if they wanted to buy a house, if they wanted to have better jobs, if they wanted more money, instead of thinking about how good sex is, you let it be what it is, and the two of you focus on having what you want. Now, a lot of people are going to have a problem with what I'm about to say next, but all that is where two or more are gathered in my name, just that you're using a different kind of energy as well as the two gathered in my name. You see, sex was initially supposed to be a spiritual practice, and the benefit was that you learn to create, i.e. you bring forth life. You create just as God has created, giving us life. You bring forth life. And it is there so that you can manifest the things that you want. So when we talk about Tantra and we move away from the sex aspects of it and we think of it as the ancient Vedas of India thought about it, it is about raising your energy. And it's good that you ladies had talked about chakras a few weeks ago, because when I say you raise the energy from your root chakra, those who are regular listeners understand what I'm talking about. And so as you raise the energy from your root, you move it into your sacral. From your sacral, you move it into your solar plex. From your solar plex into your heart. From your heart into the throat. From the throat into the third eye. And then you raise it up to your crown. And that's what Tantra is about. It's about enlightenment. It's about becoming one with all. Because one of the main precepts of Tantra is, as within, so without. What that means is junk in, junk out. If you have the right mindset, what's going on in your mind is what's going to manifest in your life. If you're thinking the right things, if you're opening yourself up to the energies of the Most High, if you're connecting with that of the universe, which is what this does when you raise that energy, you're connecting with the Almighty. And when you do it with your partner, and ooh, man, it's a powerful thing when you do it with your partner. Now, let me tell you, in the workshops that Arlene and I do, when we do a Tantra workshop, we show couples how to stand about a foot apart and raise their energies together. It is a beautiful thing to see. We have one, I believe it's still on our webpage at One Love, One Connection, One Us, where the couple just was moving in towards each other, going in for the kiss, because it is so powerful. You know, people have heard about if you stare into your partner's eyes for just 10 seconds. Imagine if you're doing this for a period of 3 to 5 minutes, which is usually how long it takes for the couple to raise their energy. But you're also connecting your energy with your partner. You come away with a different feeling, a different insight, a different connection to that person who you love. And this connection isn't just about wanting to make love to him or wanting to have sex. Yeah, you feel that. You feel that real powerful because you just want to touch them. You want to hold them. But it's like your heart just opened up to them. Some of those spaces where there's little places that you don't want to let your partner into because maybe you've been hurt before. And you save that just for you because this is your escape route. This is where if things don't work out with this one, this is where you can retreat to. That starts to fill up with love for this person. You start to open up. And the more you do it, the more you open up, the more you want to start to say things to them. And you don't worry about it. I got to say, I did this for a woman's group. And this was the last of four exercises that I did. And I had one woman, it was just her and I, and the other women watched. At the end of the session, she cried. You know, and because I am who I am, not to say that I'm anyone special, but because I'm open to her energy, because I'm used to working with women's energies, she felt comfortable enough to tell me why she was crying. She felt an abundance of love. And for her, it was fear that has always shown up in her life. I'm a man, and the way she felt, not that she was in love with me, not that she wanted to make love to me, not that she wanted any part of me, but she felt this connection to me, and she was overwhelmed with love that it made her cry because she felt she couldn't say that to a man, even to me, because she just met me. Because the normal thought pattern is, if you tell a man, I feel so close to you and I'm just so in love with you right now, he may have the idea that you want to get busy. And so that was what she was feeling, and it was a problem for her because she couldn't come out and express it. So imagine if a couple is doing this. Imagine how this can change lives. Imagine how this can change the world. Again, this woman didn't want anything from me, but that was the feeling. And when we expand our consciousness, we come to understand that we are all one. We are all connected. And that's all she was really feeling. She was feeling the connection. The love that she was feeling for me helped her experience the love she had for herself. That's tantra.
Oh, beautiful. You know, I was just getting ready to say, it just feels to me when you say that it is about the healing of the world, that this beautiful practice, that we can connect with each other just by looking into each other's eyes, that we can change the energy, raise the energy in each other, that you can help a person heal from a bad experience in a relationship just by gazing into their eyes and sending that love vibration into their heart. Because
right.
That's where make that divine connection in that heart space. Oh, that is
mm-hmm.
so divine. Absolutely.
And
you know,
you're absolutely correct.
Know,
it's just,
yeah,
but it's a little more than that. It's raising that tantra energy together. It's not just the gaze into the eyes. It's connecting the energy together and raising it together.
Right, throughout the body. So it's not just centered
mm-hmm.
in the root chakra, you know, and it's
right.
not just resonating, sitting in that lower, you know, that lower energetic. I mean, that's good. That's our, you know, our primal energy, and that's what connects and grounds us. But to experience that full body, you know, explosion of energy that radiates through the body, and we've lost that when we talked about, you know, with the music and the vibration from the music and what that vibration creates and how that just resonates through our body, and that being a part of a tantra is being present to the words, being present to the instruments, and so that we can feel that full experience of ecstasy. Wow. This is amazing.
You know, when I was reading an article about this, and it was actually showing how to do the practice, and this is exactly what you were talking about, Harvey, was, you know, to begin by facing each other and, you know, gazing into each other's eyes and then focusing, because it talks about the eyes being the windows to the soul. So
mm-hmm.
you are gazing in and really getting deep into that. And then it talked about the synchronizing of the breathing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
A little Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about that. And I want to say this, you know, as we're talking about this with our audience, and we want you to know that this is kind of instruction time here. You know, if you want to really learn how to do the practice, this is one of the things that Reverend Harvey is giving us, is how to do this practice with each other, you know. And you don't even have to, if it's not a mate, it can be a friend, you know, just someone that you can actually do this practice with. So go ahead.
You can actually do it alone. And if I can, I'd like to just walk through the whole thing, if it's okay.
Oh, yes,
okay. And again, like Zakiya said, if you're home, you're listening, you want to go through it, this is instruction time. And you don't have to do it with someone else. It works just as well with yourself as it does with a partner. And the partner does not have to be, you know, a significant someone. It can be your child. It could be your brother or sister. It could be just a friend. Because, again, it's not about the sexual aspect. So let's take a minute to get ourselves grounded. If you can, just stand still in one particular spot. Feel yourself being grounded, just rooted to the ground. And then hold your head up straight and just look straight out in front of you. If you're with a partner, look into your partner's eyes. You may have to look up or down, depending upon the height difference. And the first thing you want to do is start breathing, and then we're going to synchronize the breath. As you breathe, you want to breathe in through your nostrils, and you want to breathe deeply into your abdomen. Now, I'm going to be descriptive. When you're breathing into your abdomen, which is the proper way to breathe, and very few people in the Western world, that means the United States, North America, and Europe, very few people breathe this way. It's more in the East. You'll find it in China, Japan, India, Tibet, places like that. You make what's called the Buddha belly, where you breathe in deep into your diaphragm, pushing your belly out, not into your chest like we're used to breathing. Breathe in deep. Hold it for 3 seconds and allow it to come back out through your mouth. Breathing in deeply again. Holding for 3 seconds and breathing out through your mouth. Now, if you're working with someone, do this 3 more times and attempt to connect so that you're breathing in and out at the same time. After 3, you should be breathing together. If not, do it 3 times again. And keep doing it 3 times until both of you are breathing in at the same time, pushing out your diaphragm, holding it for 3 seconds, 1, 2, 3, and blowing it out. As a couple, once you get synchronized and you're looking at each other eye to eye, about a foot apart, breathing in at the same time, taking it deep into your diaphragm, expanding your belly, holding for a count of 3, 1, 2, 3, and blowing it out. One of you will say, "I'm ready." The other one will respond, "I am too." If you're by yourself, you don't have to do this step. Once both parties are ready, continuing to breathe that way, not so much worrying about counting to 3, but continue to breathe in together and out together, expanding the abdomen, visualize a red ball spinning in a clockwise direction at the base of your spine. And not to be insulting, because I'm sure everyone knows where it is, but just in case you're wondering, the base of your spine, in the front would be your sexual organs, in the back would be the base of your spine. Once you're clear, again, one person will communicate with their partner, "I'm ready." when the partner agrees and also says, I'm ready, then imagine sending the energy from the base of your spine out in front of you. And it's just focusing on energy coming from the spinning ball going out in front of you. Keep your mind focused only on it and allow your higher self to feel when it connects with the other person's energy. Usually it just feels like you got heavier or you tend to get hot and all of a sudden you feel heat or you might even start sweating. This is confirmation that you've connected the energies. Once you feel that you've connected, say, I'm there. When your partner feels they connected, they'll say they're there. There's no rush. Take your time. Stay with it until you fully feel connected. Once you've done that, you're just going to experience that feeling. And then when one person says, I'm ready, this means you're ready to take it from the root into the sacral. If the other person is comfortable, they'll say, I'm ready. And then you'll move it to your sacral. So what you'll then do is think of moving that energy from your root up to your sacral, yet not breaking the outward connection. And once you have the energy in your sacral, and the energy is really your consciousness, what that means is your thoughts now are in your sacral. In your sacral, it's about an inch below your navel, and you will see a spinning orange disc spinning in a clockwise direction. Imagine sending the energy out straight forward and doing the same thing. Once you feel it connect, you'll say, I'm there. When your partner feels the connection, they will say, I'm there. At this point, you're likely to start sweating because now you're generating a lot of energy. And it's not just your energy, it's the other person's energy. It may even feel like there is a light tension between the two of you. Hold that energy. And when you feel content and connected, say, I'm ready. When your partner feels the same way, he or she will say, I'm ready. And then you will move it up to your solar plex. And again, the energy that you're moving is your consciousness, so you're not breaking the connection. You still have the root. You still have the sacral. You're just moving your consciousness up into your solar plex, which is about the upper half of your abdomen. And here you'll see a spinning yellow disc spinning in a clockwise direction. And you'll repeat the steps again, sending the energy out, all the while making sure you are still breathing together, in and out together, in and out together. And as you connect at the sacral, solar plex, you may notice that you and or your partner start to sway back and forth. Usually at this point, you feel a pulling or a pushing. Once you've made the connection, the first person who feels it, or you could feel it at the same time, just say, I'm there. Once both parties are there and you are content with the energy from all three levels, from your root, from your sacral, and now your solar plex, say, I'm ready. And then you will move your consciousness, again, not breaking the connection at any of the three, up to your heart. The heart will be in the center of your chest, and there you'll see a spinning green disc. And you'll do the same thing, extending the energy from your heart straight out in front of you until you feel the connection. Now, for most people that I've worked with, if they have problems feeling the connection at any other level, this is where most people tend to feel it the strongest, in their heart. So if you are working with a partner as I'm going through this and you could just barely feel it at any of the previous three levels, here is where it's usually felt the strongest. For some people, it's almost as if they're putting their hand on something. It gets to be just that solid. And so once you've made the connection with your heart, you would say, I'm there. And when your partner makes the connection, they would say, I'm there. And when both of you are content with the sharing of the energy, then you'll say, I'm ready. And when both parties are ready, you'll move the energy up into your throat chakra. And again, the energy is your consciousness. You're not breaking the connection at any level. You still have the energy coming from your body for the root, the sacral, the solar plex, and the heart. And now you've moved your consciousness into your throat, where you'll see a light blue spinning disc spinning in a clockwise direction. And again, you'll do the same thing. Extend the energy out in front of you. Here, it's not uncommon to feel a tickle, to feel like you have to cough, maybe even to laugh. Sometimes you feel like you're being pulled in. Sometimes you just start to feel an overwhelming urge to touch or kiss the person in front of you. Resist touching the person. Resist kissing at this point. If you need to cough, if it's a tickle or a laugh, it's okay to go with that. But part of the Tantra energy is allowing the energy to be and not giving into it, not just yet. So if you're feeling connected and you really want to touch them, resist for now. Once you feel the connection, again you'll say, I'm there. And once both parties say, I'm there, and you're content with the energy, you'll say, I'm ready. Once both parties are ready, we'll then move the energy up to our third eye, not breaking any of our connections. The third eye is in the center of our head. It is the eye that is like a cyclops, right there in the center. Here, you will see a indigo color, spinning disc, spinning in a clockwise direction. And you will send that energy straight forward out in front of you until you feel the connection. Now, at this stage, it's not very common, but from time to time, when this stage is reached, people become lightheaded or dizzy. Some people have become weak because you're expending a lot of energy. Every one of your chakras, except for one, is now sending out its own energy. So if you feel lightheaded, or you're working with a partner and your partner feel lightheaded, it is okay to have a seat. If you need to have a seat, what you'll want to do is slowly start to take the energy back down to your root. And in order to do that, just think of pulling the energy back in, starting with the third eye, and moving your consciousness down to the throat, pulling that one in, and so forth, all the way back down to your root. For those who are still with me and able to keep going, Once you feel the connection, you'll say, I'm there. And when your partner says, I'm there, then you'll stay until you feel content with the energy, and you'll say, I'm ready. And once both parties are ready, then you will raise it into your crown. The crown is at the top of your head. It is a violet or purple spinning disc spinning in a clockwise direction. And from here, you will send the energy out just as you've done in the six previous chakras until you make a connection. Once you feel the connection, you'll say, I'm there. And once your partner is there, then when you're ready, you'll say, I'm ready. Now, at this stage, this needs to have been discussed beforehand. You can leave the energy in your crown, which is a beautiful thing to do because it opens your consciousness. This is the true essence of Tantra. This is expanding your consciousness. Your crown chakra is your connection to the Most High, to the Source. So when you leave this energy here, you are bringing energy to your connection to all that is. Or you can take the energy all the way back down to your root. And so it's your option. But for the purpose of this instruction right here, I'm going to have us leave it right there in our crown. And once both parties, if you're working with a partner, say, I'm ready, or I'm done, then you're able to touch each other. And if you're working with a partner, when you start to touch your partner, instead of going for the grab, touch them lightly. Just caress their face, caress their neck, down their shoulders, the arms. Slowly and gently touch each other. Right now your senses are heightened and you'll have a different feeling than if you just grab them, if you just hug them, if you just kiss them. If you slowly rub them, just lightly, from their face all the way down to wherever you want to stop, you'll feel a deeper connection, and they will too. And that's one of many Tantra exercises.
Oh, wow, Harvey, that was amazing.
Well, thank you, Vonnie.
Talking about, you're welcome. You know, talking about using your energy to harmonize that love between yourself, your partner, and then with yourself. You know, it requires openness and creativity because we're using our imagination and visualization and other, you know, mental faculties that include concentration. And this is just, it was just a beautiful experience. Thank you, Harvey, for taking us.
You're welcome.
You know, on that.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
Thank you so much. Look, I'm still connecting with my energy because I was just stroking my face and all over my shoulders and down my body. You know, I am my partner tonight, so I just thank you so much for that. And I think we're just going to take a deep breath and a break right now and just allow our audience to just simmer in what you have presented to us. And so we will be right back in just a few minutes.
All right.
Secret. I don't just want to know about any secret of yours. I want to know about one special secret. Because tonight I want to learn all about the secrets in your garden.
Deep feelings, I wanna make Thank you.
Join us here on the Family Healing Circle, where we heal your mind, body, and soul. Every Sunday, we start your week off right with the delightful Deletta Gillespie and Updraft. It is always an educational and informational show. Tune in on Mondays for Totally Whole with Pastor Bridget and Pastor Cook as they give you the word. Tune in on Tuesday with world-famous DJ Davey D as he plays all of your old-school favorites in R&B, hip-hop, jazz, house, and rap. Join us every Thursday where there's something different. The first Thursday of the month, ladies, is for you. Total Empowerment with the owner of Simple Wellness Hair and Day Spa, Angela Hardy. On the second Thursday of the month, join relationship coaches Reverend Arlene Cahet and Reverend Harvey L. Bailey on One Love, One Connection, One Us as they answer all of your relationship questions. On the third Thursday of the month, men, it's time to man up with our own Sacred Masculine, Reverend Jamel Gilliam and the Sacred Masculine Show. On the fourth Thursday of the month, join me, Reverend Harvey L. Bailey, in the Inner Consciousness as I talk about self-help. When we have a fifth Thursday of the month, you can join Reverend Arlene Cahet with the Healing Paradigms right here on the Family Healing Circle, where we heal your mind, body, and soul every week.
Hello, and welcome back to Let's Talk Love, Sex, and Nutrition. This is Ronnie, your sexual wellness coach, along with...
And I am Z, your sex enthusiast. And we have with us Reverend Harvey L. Bailey. Harvey?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, yes. And Harvey just blessed us with a beautiful experience with Tantra. Ooh, that was just divine. Oh, my gosh. I want to go back and listen to this again so I can practice some more with myself. Well, thank you, Harvey. I just also wanted to ask you if you would, for those of us who would like to know how to experience that wonderful practice in a sexual, with our sexual partner. You know, we hear a lot about Tantra, and you really enlightened many of us on the fact that we can use Tantra in more ways than just sex. But for those of us who would like to add that into our sexual experience, could you share a little bit very briefly about how we can bring that into the sexual experience, the sexual union?
Well, I'll do my best to be brief. For starters, when we're talking about well, because it's really a lot, and to try not to give people the wrong idea, but I will be as brief as I can. For starters, when we're talking about bringing Tantra into the bedroom, we need to make sure that we're equally yoked with our partner. Now, there's a caveat in saying this. If you're not equally yoked, doesn't mean that you can't do it. It just means that there may be some problems, and you may have to do some work because the experience won't necessarily be what others have bragged it's been. And so one partner may experience one thing, and one may experience another, and it can be a problem, which if you're not equally yoked sexually, then you're probably already experiencing a problem. Bringing this in does not necessarily help, but then it won't necessarily hurt. It's best if you understand this. For the people who came up with this, the Vedas, there was a way of describing men and women sexually. A man is either a hare, a bull, or a horse. A hare if you have a small penis, a bull if you have an average size penis, and a horse, well, you can figure out who a horse would be. A woman would be either a deer, a mare, or an elephant. A deer if you have a small vagina, a mare if you're medium, and an elephant, obviously, if you have and can handle a larger size. So when mating, a hare and a deer obviously works well together. A bull and a hare, a bull and a mare goes together, and a horse and an elephant goes together, without a doubt. But a hare and a mare is a no-no, which is a small male and a medium-sized woman. A hare and an elephant is an absolute no-no. A bull and a deer is a no-no. That usually causes excruciating pain for the woman. A bull and an elephant is a no-no. A horse and a deer is a no-no. Again, a horse is a large male and a deer is a very small woman. A horse and a mare is a no-no. So we're starting with that as the basics. The next is really just the act of sex. But in during the act of sex, there's exercises that you really should do before. For women, the exercise, and this is just one plain basic because I'm trying to keep it brief, but the best that you can do is the Kegel exercises. Do, if you're really trying to make this nice, you'll plan about 72 hours out, and for 3 days, both parties will, well, not to sound nasty, but you'll want to take an enema, you'll want to eat raw foods, particularly fruits, so that you taste good. You'll want to put a lot of water in your body to flush the body out. You'll want to exercise because it's going to go for a long time if you're doing it right. And you'll want to do a minimum of, women, 100 Kegel exercises a day. That's a minimum. That's not what you work up to. That's the minimum. So that means you might have to start now to prepare for a 72-hour out before you do this kind of thing if you're not used to working the Kegels. The men, you're going to work the male version of the Kegel, the PC muscle. That's the muscle that when you have to go really bad and you're holding it in and you're doing the PP dance, you're using that PC muscle. It's the muscle that when you squeeze, you can see your thing move up and down. Same thing for men. You want to do a minimum of 100, but suggested 200 a day. And so for men, we may have to work up to that before you can start doing this 72 hours out. Then when you get into the session, you want to set the mood right. You want to bring in the most positive energy that you can. So even if it's winter, you want to crack the window to allow for good circulation. You want to have some aromatherapy. I was going to say candles, but you don't necessarily need to use candles. But you want to have some aromatherapy. So you want to have something that is a fragrance that both of you find nice, preferably one that turns you both on. So if there's something that just really gets your juices flowing at both of you, you want to have that. Of course, you want to have music. And you want to start off by talking to each other. That's right, actually talking to each other. And when you talk to each other, talk about the experience that you're about to have. Open up and share what it is you hope to have from this experience. Hold each other's hands and just be as open and as honest as you can about what you hope to experience. Then once you move into the act, and you should start off slow, you should start off by caressing the person, and while caressing, maybe blowing lightly on certain parts of the body. Then you may want to do things like playing with each other or playing with yourself in front of each other, setting the mood, because the whole thing of Tantra is to build up the energy but not allow the release. And so you do this so that you're building up that energy and you just won't allow yourself to actually have, to actually come, to actually ejaculate. You just get there and then you bring it back down. And after you've played with yourself or played with each other for a while, then you actually engage in coitus, the act of intercourse. And as you're doing this, you want to move rhythmically. You want to breathe with your partner. You don't want to focus on the sex. You want to just allow it to be, allow your mind to clear, and connect with your partner. So you will start off with the breathing exercise that I taught you, showed you earlier, to get synchronized. And then you'll want to just lay still and connect your chakras from your root all the way up to the crown. And then you can start moving as you have your chakras connected. And you'll just go at it any way you like, fast, slow, but maintaining your connection with your chakras. So not getting caught up in the feeling. And whenever you feel either partner feel like it's it and you're about to come, you slow it down so that you can bring it back down. Or you just stop and you hold each other. You kiss, you talk, you look at each other, but you allow the energy to come back down, and then you start again. And you just keep going. And it's okay to change positions. Use as many positions as you want. Use as much foreplay as you want. But don't actually allow yourself to have an orgasm until you both have decided that enough and you are ready to let go. Then you can work towards actually having that orgasm. And again, the focus during all of this and on just being, not what you're doing, but just being. You're not thinking about how good it is. You're not thinking about the next move you're going to try, something you heard about, or you're not thinking about the next position you're going to get into. You're just being. Both of you are just being. And that's brief. That's basic and plain sexual tantra.
Boom.
I had just gone someplace in my mind. First of all, I just want to thank you from the very essence of my heart. Vonnie, I know you feel the same way. This was just beautiful. This was just anointed. I'm just, thank you so much. You added so much to my understanding of what the experience is, and I look forward. I am so looking forward to having that experience with my beloved. And I know that, you know, even if we do not have, and I really want to say this, even if we do not have a partner at this point, that's part of what we're doing is envisioning us having that one, calling that one with that vibration. When we talk about raising the energy, we're talking about, you know, Harvey led us through a lot of couples work tonight, but we are our own couple. You know, we start right where we are. And allow our imagination to take us anywhere we want to go. So just envision that beloved right in front of you, gazing into his eyes. Envision exchanging that energy. Envision it and bring it up to your own highest self, your own consciousness. And therefore, you shall have the manifestation of your heart's desire. Trust me, I do know that to be the truth. So I look forward to it. Thank you so much, Reverend Harvey. You were phenomenal, phenomenal.
Thank you.
To get to one of your classes, one of your workshops, to actually have this experience. And could you tell us if you have anything like that coming up or something else that you may have coming up before we let you go tonight? We are so grateful for you.
Okay, well, thank you. And unfortunately, I have nothing on the books right now, but if you're interested in a session with me, I am almost always available. I can be reached by calling me 443-388-0356 to schedule an appointment. You can call my office at 410-687-0658 and leave a message. I will definitely return the call. Or you can visit me at www.oneloveoneconnectiononeus.com.
Excellent. And also we want to let the family know that you do have a relationship show on the second Thursday of the month with Reverend Arlene Cahet. Is that correct?
That is correct. Every second Thursday of the month, I am a certified relationship coach. Or relationship awareness coach is what I actually do. And the second Thursday of every month, I have that show. But then the fourth Thursday of the month, I come back with a self-help show called The One Thought. So you can catch me the second Thursday, One Love, One Connection, One Us, the relationship show, and the fourth Thursday with The One Thought.
Excellent. And Harvey, you also work with couples individually if you're not doing a workshop. I know you said people can contact you. So if a couple wanted to learn how to do, you know, tantra or anything, you just could work with them individually.
That is correct.
Excellent.
And I work with individuals if you just want to learn how to raise your own energy. And, of course, I have classes now. And, again, there's nothing scheduled for the remainder of this year, but next year we'll probably pick up. I think I've done all the Reiki classes I was doing this year, but I am a master teacher, so I do teach Reiki or create Reiki practitioners because there's entombments involved. It's not just the teaching at all levels, 1, 2, and 3, and also creating master teachers. I teach a chakra class where you'll go from a beginner to actually being a chakra instructor as well.
Wonderful.
Oh, wow, Harvey. I didn't know you did all that. I was like, I want to sign up on. I'm like, check, I want to sign up for that. So, yes, Harvey, we're going to talk some more about.
Like a kid in the candy store, huh?
Yes. Yes, and I mean, and this just experience was just so beautiful this evening with sharing the exercises. And like V was saying, it's like, you know, if we're not with our beloved, we're a couple with ourselves. So this was an opportunity to expand and embrace our consciousness, to fully feel that body, mind, heart, and spirit connection. And it was just a wonderful and amazing experience. Thank you so much, Harvey.
You are welcome, and I am so glad that you ladies asked me to be on the show this evening. So I am appreciative for the opportunity, and these were just basic exercises. You know, it goes a lot deeper than this.
Right.
And, you know, working with energy, I just want to say this. As a man who is creeping up on the big 5-0, I got a few years left, but I'm really close to it. I can tell you that a lot of men in their 40s and over start to have performance issues. It is not something that you have to just throw in a towel and deal with. You will have to change your diet. You will have to exercise. You know, I exercise 5 to 6 days a week. My diet has changed. There's more fruits and vegetables. There's, you know, more seeds and nuts involved in it. But not only will you feel better, your mind will be better, and you may not feel like you did at 19, but you will feel like you did at 30, 31, and 32. you can get your life back, and you don't need Cialis, Viagra, or any of those other things out there. You just need to change some of the things that you're doing.
Well, you know, Harvey, we are definitely going to have you come back on the show to talk about that. You know, we were just talking a few weeks ago about, you know, how to have men be healthier as they are moving forward. And so good. And that ties right in with Bonnie's nutrition. So we'll be
like ding, ding, ding. Yes, so that's right on time.
Yeah, and have some other brothers come on with you so that so we can hear what they have to say. So I know we only have a few minutes left, and we promised our audience that we were going to give them some good mood music to move into the rest of the night. Harvey, we love you so much. God bless you.
Yes.
And we look
thank you, ladies.
Back again soon. You've been a treat and a treasure for our pleasure tonight.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yes, and so we just want to remind our callers that we are here every single Friday at 7:30 Eastern Time, and we are, was it 6:30 Central Time, Let's Talk Love, Sex, and Nutrition. And you are welcome to reach out to us on social media. We are on Facebook on Love, Sex, and Nutrition. And just type those three words in, Love, Sex, and Nutrition, and you'll find us and send us questions, comments. You know, we would love to get your feedback on our shows and also suggestions as well. So, you know, we are open to that. And we just want to thank you all out there. You are beautiful, and we love you. Again, this is Vonnie, your sexual wellness coach, along with.
And this is Z, your sex enthusiast. I love you so much. We love you so much. And we look forward to you joining us again next Friday. Have a beautiful, blessed week. And just love up on yourselves and each other. One love.
Yes. And keep it wet and juicy. And we're going to go out with some Rick James and Tina Marie with Fire and Desire. Peace and blessings.
Peace and love.
Wow. Really good to feel you again, baby. And I must admit, you're looking very, very, very nice these days. I guess life must be treating you well. Oh, me? Well, I've just been doing the same old thing I've always been doing. You know, I've got a new lady now. And it's a little different than it was when I was with you. You know, I think back to when we met, the way I used to be and the cold way I used to act. But more than that, I think of how you changed me with your love and sensitivity. Remember when I used to
love them and leave them. That's what I used to do.
You know, it's funny how a man can change so quickly from a cold-blooded person thinking he's God's gift to women. Remember how I used to do that? I must have been crazy then. Remember when you used to?
So won't you, do it. for her sake. Good loving body, rocking, knocking boots all night long. Hey. Making love until we're tired to the break of dawn. But oh, come on, oh, come on, turn the lights down and let me get on it. Yeah. Cause when I do to me and you, it'll be so right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Give me some good love.
Somebody rocking, knocking double.
Give me some good love. Give me some good love.
Somebody rocking, knocking
double. That's all I need, I need. Give me some good love.
Somebody rocking, knocking double.
I feel so good when I'm near you. That's why you always wanna be close to you. I'm so addicted. I'm so addicted to making love to you, baby. All night long, baby. All night long, 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 yeah. Good loving body, rocking, knocking, boost all night long. Making love until we're tired to the break of dawn. But oh, come on, come on. Some good love.
Somebody rocking, knocking double.
Give me some good love.
Somebody rocking, knocking double.
That's all I want, baby, yeah. Give me some good love.
Somebody rocking, knocking double.
I'll leave my body rocking, yeah. Give me some good love. I'm ready. Like that, you know. But wait a minute, we ain't through. Kick the vamp.